97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So hopefully you heard our interview earlier this week with Dennis Hancock yesterday, of course. He's a county council member running for county executive. He will officially kick off his candidacy coming up on August 11th, I think. But, you know, he's on county council. Shalonda Webb, a lot of these, Gretchen Bangert, the others who are on council, are concerned over allegations now, indictment actually, against the county executive, Sam Page, because a lot of people warned him about this when it was going on, that he sent this flyer out, that public money was used for it. There's a pretty clear law in Missouri that says you can't do that. And my friend Tom Sullivan, who we've had on the show a number of times, is joining us again this morning. And Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you on. Congratulations here, I think, is due, because you are the one who brought this to the attention of the Attorney General, correct?
Yeah, originally it goes to the Secretary of State, and then the Secretary of State decides whether the your complaint has any validity, and if they determine that it does, then they send it to the prosecuting attorney. In this case, the new prosecuting attorney, Melissa Price Smith, decided she had conflict, so she kicked it over to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General's office has been handling it.
Yeah, well, I mean, thank you for doing that. You've been following the money for a long time, for many years. In this particular case, it's not a huge sum of money, but that's not really the point here, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in the scheme of things, $35,000-$40,000 isn't a lot. I suppose what's surprising about this is that it's just so brazen. I mean, they put right on the postcards they sent out, paid for by St. Louis County, Sam Page, county executive. So you got to, in a sense, you got to give him a few points for honesty.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I've talked a little bit with Dennis Hancock about what the illegality here is, but isn't it just pretty clear that you can't spend any public money on something like this, correct?
That's correct. It's you cannot spend public money in order to support or oppose a ballot issue or a candidate. But the very same part of the law makes it, you know, says that any public official also has the right to speak on any of these proposals, and also has the right to issue press releases. So the idea that some of the opponents of this law try to say, oh, it's gagging public official and it's violating their First Amendment rights, it just isn't the case.
Are you surprised this actually ended with an indictment? Because to me, there's been so much corruption under Sam Page's leadership, and there have been so many instances where I feel like he should have been indicted for something and he wasn't. Like I said, are you surprised that this one actually ended the way that it did?
I think shocked would be more accurate. I mean, most of the time when I've involved in some of these complaints, almost the most you can hope for is to get a small fine, or they'll have a consent decree saying, yeah, we shouldn't have done it, and we're not going to do it again, and that's it. You know, most of the time they get almost no publicity. So to say that this is a change in policy is quite an understatement. Here we have the highway patrol showing up at the county government center on Monday and going up to Sam Page's office and demanding that he turn over his phone. And then on Wednesday, we have the indictment. So certainly a change in how things are handled.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder what happens next. Part of this crime would result in a felony offense, which of course would force him to resign as county executive. But if he's not found guilty on the more serious of those crimes, he might stay in office after this.
Oh, that's true. There's four counts on the indictment. Two of them relate to election offenses and they're misdemeanors. And then two of them are related to, actually, he's charged with stealing money, and those are felonies. If he is found guilty of a felony, he has to forfeit his office. And for the most part, his political career is over. I suspect that they're going to reach some sort of a deal on this, but that remains to be seen.
Boy, I hope not. I got to tell you, I hope there's not some sort of plea bargain here, unless it includes him stepping down. Now, unlike most of us, you're doing okay if stepping back means you have to go back and be a anesthesiologist making $600,000 a year, right? I mean, he's got options for sure. I wonder if that plays into this at all. I don't know. So you think there's going to be a plea deal?
I would say there's a good chance of that because if it goes to trial, it's a risk on both sides. Sam Page has a risk that he's found guilty of a felony, and the Attorney General's office takes the risk that Sam Page is acquitted of everything. So the whole idea of taking a deal is that everybody gets kind of a half a loaf, and that's the reasoning behind that.
Yeah.
So it'd be a fine then.
Oh, that would be up to the court. It could very well be fined, and he would still stay in office.
Yeah, that's a good point. Tom Sullivan is our guest. He's the one who originally, I guess, filed the complaint with the Secretary of State's office, which deemed it an offense and forwarded it over to the Attorney General's office, which resulted in a grand jury and an indictment. And now we'll see what happens next. What else are you keeping an eye on these days, Tom? Because I know you're always you and I worked together for years investigating what they're doing at MSD.
Yeah, well, probably one of the biggest things coming up these days is on Monday we're going to have the state audit findings released for the prosecuting attorneys, meaning Wesley Bell. And Wesley Bell is a guy who liked to spend money, and he was fast and loose with all kinds of rules and regulations. So people are looking forward to that particular release by the state auditor.
Yeah. I don't think we ever got to the whole truth on the Kim Gardner situation. I mean, quite frankly, the fact that she never got charged with anything other than just leaving office is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's the way they do it lots of times. If you agree to step down, they pretty much leave you alone. But at the same time, the public doesn't really know the whole story.
Yeah, very true. Well, I tell you, Tom Sullivan, good work on this one. We appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thanks, Mark. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to get him on here this morning and just to find out more about how that whole thing went down. Yeah, it wasn't a prosecutor who did it. It was a citizen who brought this complaint.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
I think he makes a good point about there being risk if it actually goes to trial. I assume that Tom would be called to testify as a witness to all of this if that were to happen. But he's probably right. It probably will be a plea deal because Sam Page... It seems as though there is quite a bit of evidence to point to the fact that he was in violation and that he could be convicted, and he certainly doesn't want that. But it will bother me if this ends up being some stupid fine. And it's just not enough.
Like,
I feel like
DWI, they plea down to, you know, failure to signal or something.
Yeah,
like that.
something that's not even close to what actually happened. And I'm just so tired of Sam Page getting away with this stuff. Like, I think back to COVID and how many times I feel like he should have been indicted for that. And how he's shutting down all the businesses, and then he has the audacity to go to St. Charles County and try to eat out at restaurants. Do you remember that?
Sure.
That should have been an indictment. I mean, I don't know what they would indict him over for that, but the guy just needs to go. He's so corrupt. He's so, you know, rules for thee and not for me, as I've been saying this morning.
Maybe that happened. Maybe that's the result of this, is if they don't want to go to trial, just step away and we'll find you guilty, you know, pay a fine and move on.
I'd be fine with that. If you resign and pay a fine, that's the plea deal, just a fine.
The question is, what happens then? That's the question we need to ask. Maybe Dennis Hancock knows the answer to that. I should have asked him yesterday. I don't want to make him speculate on Page's resignation, but if he resigned, would they hold a special election this close to, I assume they would.
They'd probably have to.
They'd probably have to have somebody
have
in that position.
Have to have a
position.
Leader. Yeah.
Yeah. So it might result in a special election, which means even more money, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.